I'm really sorry. I just want to make sure that we take into account the comment from Mr. Leermakers, which I thought was well made, that this is a non-exhaustive list. And therefore, the wording right at the very end, which says that the revisions committee may add further categories, I wonder whether that's actually necessary, because this is effectively guidance. It's not a definitive list of what is covered. I just raise that as a question, because there is some sort of tension between saying this is a non-exhaustive list, and yet the revisions committee can add categories to the list from time to time. If it's railway rolling stock under the definition of the Luxembourg Rail Protocol, then by definition it's covered by the model rules. And the revisions committee can't influence that as such. It's a direct transposition from the way that the Luxembourg Protocol works.